Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Välkomna till Rock Bottom!
A rock bottom, a rock bottom, yeah. That's UFO for you.
There you go.
Once again, we're speaking English.
Yes, we are, darling.
An English-speaking guest. Well, actually, it's kind of international. He just told us he was born in Switzerland.
Yeah.
He's been, like, relocating to New York. His parents were Swiss and American.
So we can do this in German?
Yeah, if you want to.
Yeah. Oh, please don't.
Say welcome to Seal and Honor. Yeah. I actually shouldn't even been doing this interview because I'm such a huge fan. I'm biased to everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was at her house. The whole wall is a picture of your face.
Not really, but I've been listening to you a lot. I mean, the new album is really great, but I haven't really had time to listen to that much. It's not actually released yet. It's out June
8th.
Yeah. We got a pre-listening, but I've listened to the previous album a lot. I really, really like it. Anders does not understand.
It's not really my cup of tea, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. It's partly, when it comes to those Negro spirituals and the chants, mm-hmm. love that stuff. That's great. It's just the distortion I hate.
I understand that, yeah. Yeah. I got that.
Are you the entire band, or should we name it a project, or what is Seal and Honor?
Well, I do write and record the music, but live there's five of my friends who are stupid enough to join me.
But the interesting thing with Switzerland here, since you're half Swiss, and you said you actually you lived there longer than you did in America.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of rock bands from Switzerland.
No, not really. I mean, there's like Switzerland had a little problem with their musical identity. So in the past 10 years or so, it's just been kind of copying what Germany did and what the US did. And the results were just dog shit. But but now they're like bands coming out of their works and it's getting more interesting. I mean, we had Celtic Frost was decent.
Well, decent.
They were pretty good.
Yeah. They were decent, but it wasn't recent.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about the formation of Seal and Honor? From what we have gathered, it started out as a joke, more or less.
Yeah.
Please tell our listeners.
I was super bored and I drank a lot of coffee, as I do. And I went on the internet and as a game, I said, come on, name a musical genre. I would take two suggestions and make a song of it in like 20 minutes.
Mm.
And one day one guy goes black music and another guy goes black metal. And I thought it was really interesting. And now I'm in Stockholm giving interviews.
Well, there you go then.
Black music is a very wide genre. It could go from jazz to blues to gospel and to these chants and the slave music, really. That was the slave chants.
Yeah, I mean,
and they are moody.
Yeah,
and that goes with the metal, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But why did you pick that, or was that what they wanted you to pick?
Well, they didn't say black music; they said the N-word music. And I figured, you know, instead of being offended or whatever, I'd rather just make a kick-ass song as a bigger fuck you. And and I think the reason I chose that is that it's like metal has this inherently like emotional aggression, and to kind of match that, you can't like put R&B next to it; it'll sound like dog shit. So. with those old songs, you have that emotional weight to them, which kind of balances out with the metal part, I think, if you like the distortions.
I mean, the roots of rock is black. I mean, it came from the blues, so it's pretty much black music, everything, isn't it?
That's true. Yeah, it is.
So you more or less just came back to basic.
Yeah, it's like closing the circle.
Yeah. What kind of music did you grow up listening to?
Well, like, I guess as an early teen, I listened to a lot of punk. And then I got into metal via Iron Maiden and Metallica and all that weird stuff. So then I got into weird music like Zappa and Mr. Bungle. And
Mr. Bungle, I love Mr.
Yeah,
Bungle.
Yeah.
Great.
I love everything Mike Patton touches.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's just odd music that fascinates me.
Where did the name come from, Zeeland Otter?
Actually, it's kind of a joke. Like, these are two very, very Christian words. You would only find them in the Bible or something.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not common. So my idea was someone reads the Bible and goes, what the fuck does this mean? So Google it.
So it's like Cain and Abel.
Yeah. But then they Google it and they see my shitty music.
Oh,
and that's the 1-2 punch.
From your previous album, Devil Is Fine, to Stranger Fruit, how would you describe the way you have evolved musically?
I think this time around, it had more time to actually think about what I want to do, make a proper album. Whereas I think Devil Is Fine was just kind of a collection of songs I had at the time, just kind of smashed in there. Also, I had my friend Marco van Almen play the drums, who played with us live also, and I had Kurt Ballou mix it, which helps.
Mm-hmm.
I had to admit that I'm probably not the best audio engineer in the world. And after I admitted that, I got help.
So you're collaborating with other people more?
Yeah, definitely, when it comes to the sound of it.
But on the first record, you really had to invent a new genre, really.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I don't think that I made it quite yet. So it's still like, I'm still trying to figure out what it could be. So it's very much an experimental phase still.
What was the first thing you did? Did you sit down with the chant and the distorted guitar? Or what,
yeah, pretty much. Like the first, I want to say, 7 songs were absolutely bad. So I had to work on it. And that will never be released. Not, I mean, you have to kill me.
Delete.
Yeah.
You're in the beginning of a 4-month-long tour now of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Seal and Order is very meticulous production and kind of a very elaborate arrangements.
And he's even smart enough to have a sound engineer.
Yeah.
But how can you translate that into live performance without losing the vibe?
I was really afraid of that at the beginning. But then I just asked random friends of mine who also happened to be really good musicians. And like after the first rehearsal we did, I was like, oh, this is going to work. Because they immediately got the sound and what it's about. And I mean, in live, it's going to be more energetic and more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a good translation. Also, I haven't seen myself live ever, so I might be dead wrong. So.
Oh, you can watch yourself on YouTube.
Yeah, that's actually true.
It seems, I saw some.
Yeah, but it seems masturbatory to, like, Google yourself.
It's not. No, it's dirty, great. It's great.
Explain to our listeners the somewhat sensational link that you have described between Norwegian black metal and American slaves.
Oh, well, Christianity was imposed on both groups, but I think the Norwegians rebelled in very interesting ways, whereas
they had balls.
Yeah, and the American slaves, they had balls, but like chain balls. So it was a different situation. Yeah. I thought it would be, I mean, in a way they reacted similarly. They kind of reacted to the imposed Christianity, but in very different ventures.
Mm-hmm.
So the thought experiment was, what would it sound like if these American slaves would have reacted like the Norwegians did 20-some odd years ago?
So that was somewhat the core of Seal and Order.
Yeah, that's like the fiction to it.
Yeah.
How well do you go down in the black community?
Actually,
do they get it?
Yeah. I had like this really nice moment when we played our first show in Brooklyn, the hipster paradise. Yeah, I know. There was like the most mixed audience I've ever seen, like from 16-year-olds to 60-year-olds, of every ethnicity. It was pretty cool, I have to say.
Mm-hmm. So they get it and understand it and like it.
Yeah, I even had like a reverend write me that he like appreciates what I do, blah, blah, blah. Although it's like super satanic.
Right. Yeah. That's my follow-up question to that.
but he was absolutely cool with it. So, but, I mean, that's also the only one.
He saw through the words, perhaps.
Maybe.
Idiot. Yeah, but for instance, Alice Cooper was always accused of being, a Satanist or a violent guy. He had a song called Dead Babies. People said, Alice got a song called Dead Babies. Yeah, it's about children to heroin addicts.
Yeah.
It's about children who are born dead in, you know.
Yeah,
So what was the music scene like when you started out with your first band? You had another band called Worm Mask?
A Bird Mask?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that in New York mainly. New York is an okay music scene. No, actually.
When did you relocate to New York, by the way?
Oh, that was like 2011 or something like that.
So was that when you really started like focusing full time on music?
Yeah, because the thing about a city as big as New York is if you have an idea and you're doing something, but someone else is also doing it, you can be sure that there's someone in the same city doing a better job than you are. So it kind of forces you into originality.
Okay.
That's why I was there. And also I did like every shitty music related job you can imagine, like from mixing wedding bands to like weird like announcers. Oh, could you mix this guy from this company, which just has to say this company is the best thing ever. And you're like behind the desk going, fuck my life.
Yeah.
But yeah,
pays the bills.
Yeah, pays the bills.
What was the weirdest job you ever did? Just paying the rent.
There was this Craigslist thing. It didn't even pay this much, but it said, remove a dead mouse from my kitchen, $20. I'm like, okay. There we go. Yeah.
I love that.
That was pretty
funny. Are we to see this as a band or as a solo project?
Live, it's certainly a band, yeah. And on the record, I think it's a project. It sounds really pretentious to say that shit. But yeah, I guess that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of Frank Zappa-ish, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough.
Yeah.
I can live with that. Yeah, live with
that. So what's in the pipeline after this tour?
There's... what am I allowed to say? I'm allowed to say that I'm not allowed to talk about the 3 months after the tour, and I'm also not allowed to talk about the 3 months after that.
We'd like to talk about that.
Oh, great. but suffice it to say that we're working on visas, and I'm also not allowed to talk about gigs in Sweden, for instance.
Are you going to play in Sweden?
I'm not allowed to talk about it, so there you go.
Yay! we'll talk about the guest list later.
So, can you name a strange fruit?
A strange fruit would be a blue banana, I guess. There's also, triangular apples would be strange.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have those apples growing inside bottles?
Oh, no.
Those are cool. Those are strange.
Oh, that's the one with the Buddha kind of look.
No, they're actually grown inside a bottle. So when you get it, you have a full-grown apple or a pear inside a bottle. And people are wondering, how did they get there? They actually put it on there when it's just a small apple.
Oh, gotcha.
Let it grow inside the bottle. That's a strange fruit.
Yeah, so you have a healthy crunch when you bite into it.
So what does strange fruit symbolize to you, the title?
Actually, it's a reference to a Billie Holiday song where she talks about strange fruit hanging from the trees, but she's actually referring to the black people that they killed hanging from trees. And it's an extension of that thought, how stranger it got since those times.
Finally, we have a segment that we succumb all our guests to. It's the cringe song. It's a song that you actually think is rather cheesy, but that you actually like.
So
of a
many
secret.
Of those.
Well, bring
one,
it on.
One you wouldn't sort of break out singing at a party.
Well, you know, give me
unless
enough
you're
vodka.
Really, really, really drunk.
Anything could happen.
That's good. Like, what's that piano song? 1,000 Miles? That one too.
100 miles.
I guess Survivor by Destiny's Child.
Good song.
It's a really good song.
That's not a cringe song.
Yeah,
that's a great song.
That's a great song. gets me emotionally.
And who in the room has met Beyonce?
Well, probably you.
God damn.
We don't have enough room so far for those two assets.
Well, yeah, I interviewed her when she was in Destiny's Child. She was like 18, 19 or something. She was not bad looking then. Yeah, not now either.
Well, let's finish off on that note then. Beyonce is not bad looking.
No, she's not. And thinking about Beyonce, we can really say bottoms up, can we?
Yes, we can. Bottoms up. Thank you so much and best of luck with everything.
Thanks for having me, guys. This is a treat.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.